2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Great stuff from Hans Olsen just a moment ago. We'll put the interview up on the podcast feed, but man, just, you know, if you were living under a rock in sports radio, KSL Sports and The Zone coming together, just some great content, great shows all across the Wasatch Front. So I love having access to Hans Olsen, former BOU player, well-connected media member. Good stuff. We talked about a story that's new in its development, and that being, I think it was yesterday, late last night, Hawaii's head football coach Todd Graham resigned. That had become a mess. People were leaving Hawaii left and right. There were accusations of player mistreatment, and it got to the point where Coach Graham decided to step away. So now there is a vacancy at the University of Hawaii, and there's a couple names jumping out that have connections to BYU.
Yeah, Ed Lamb is the one that has the strongest ties to BYU because he's currently on the staff, the associate head coach. His name's been tossed around as a potential candidate. According to ESPN, Lamb was the runner-up in the coaching search for Hawaii 2 years ago, when the Rainbow Warriors were replacing Nick Rolovich, and they ultimately hired Todd Graham, who basically resigned because of the treatment of players. Yep. There was a lot of former players that spoke to a Senate in Hawaii and basically expressed concern for the future of the program.
I think his own son transferred.
He went to the transfer portal. Yeah, his own son, like, sound the alarm. Like, there is a problem when the son of the head coach gets into the portal. Like, come on. But so now there's an opening, and this will be the 29th head coach change this offseason, and it's one shy of the record in college football. 30 was the record back in 2013. But Ed Lamb's going to be a candidate, I would imagine. You know, maybe Elisa Tuiaki, who Hans spoke about moments ago. Robert Anai also. Robert Anai now is the offensive coordinator at Syracuse after Bronco Mendenhall abruptly announced
that makes a lot of sense.
Stepping down. Robert Anai could be a candidate,
especially with that
islands.
Passing attack he showed in Virginia. That's, I think, when you think of Hawaii football, don't you think of that? Just slinging it around?
I do. And heck, if I was Hawaii talking about slinging it around, I'd maybe make some calls to Aaron Roderick. Roderick doesn't have the recruiting ties to Hawaii, whereas Ed Lamb, what makes him an appealing candidate is that he's got strong connections to Hawaii. He is BYU's number one recruiter on the islands. He speaks I believe he speaks Tongan. I got to check that. But he speaks, I believe, Tongan. And so he has a strong connection with recruiting Polynesian athletes. There's a lot of history there for him. And he's also been a head coach at Southern Utah. He led them to success, where it's been a program that really hasn't had much success at all. He led them to two of their three playoff appearances during his 8 years leading the T-Birds. So Lamb's been at BYU since 2016. If he does, you know, maybe get another job. It would be interesting, though, Matt, to see what BYU does for a pool of candidates for an assistant if, you know, again, this if there's an opening. Because the Big 12's coming up, you would imagine that a coaching pool would be deeper for BYU being in a Power 5 league. And there's also that caveat where you don't have to you know, hire a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to be an assistant. So it'd be interesting to see what BYU's pool would look like going into a P5 league. But ideally, I think you probably want to maintain everyone on the staff, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about it because it's always a good thing from a point of leadership and a point of program building to have people be sought after because it means that you're doing things well. You hear about this often in the business world, but you hire people with the desire that they leave. Like, you don't want them to stay forever because if they are so good at their job, that is a positive reflection on you. So, but the timing of it is mainly why I want to bring him back. I think I'm with Hans here. It's just late in the game. I know the carousel's still churning, but it's late in the game. I think you want to keep this staff intact at least one more season to build up and ramp up for the Big 12.
Yeah, Lavelle had a great coaching tree back in his day. It would be interesting to see that start to build for Kalani Sitake. Taking a break, we'll talk more college football next here on Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.